Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Nun Beis in Meseches Shabbos. We're up to 214th daf in Shas. Our daf today of Kuf Nun Beis is a daf that's full of Agadita, and we pick up darshaning the pasuk in Koheles that the Gemara had made reference to on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara understands these psukim of Koheles being, it's almost mukhrach in the psukim, being about the time of death and how a person's body will no longer function the same during the time of death. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis had described Ad Asher Lo Techshach HaShemesh V'Ha'or. The Gemara is quoting the pasuk in Koheles in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, that a person will say that the days of Einli Vahem Chefetz are coming, days that are not desirous are coming. And now our Gemara continues to describe that there's much allegory in the psukim in Koheles. Pasuk says, Bayom, Pasuk Gimel in Koheles of Perek Yud Beis, Bayom Shel Yezu Shomrei HaBayis, at the day that the watchers of the house will tremble, V'Zavsu Anshei Chayil, and the people who are the soldiers will be stooped over, and there'll be very little grinders because they're not allowed. V'choshcho Ros Baruba, says the Gemara, B'yom sheyizu shomrei habayis v'savsa, B'yom sheyizu shomrei habayis elu haksol matzlos, refers to the stomach and the ribs. V'savsa anshei chayil elu shokayim, they refer to the legs. V'vatu atochonos elu shinayim, it refers to the teeth. V'choshchu haros barubos elu einayim, it refers to the eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it that there will be a time where those faculties will no longer be functioning the same as they originally had. The Gemara continues with another application of this pasuk. Amalei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua Chananya, "My time you lo asis. Why don't you come leves avidon? Ves avidon was a place, Rashi explains, where tzaddikim and beisusim disagreed and debated psukim." Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, "Tur Dlag, the mountain is like Dlag, tough and shin are interchangeable, means snow." That's a reference to the elderly people, that they're mountains who are white. Sacharone Glidin, around them is full of ice. Kalboin Lo Nevichin, there the dogs don't bark. Tachonanin Lo Tachanin, that's why we're quoting this psukim, because of this description. Are the grinders not grinding? Beirav Amri Ad Lo Avida B'chishna, and the students say that it appears as if I am going for something that I'm lost, as if looking for something that I've lost. In other words, I appear as lost. In other words, the mussar that I give is not accepted over there. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Bar Kisma Omer, Tava Tra Tre Mitzlas, two legs of a young man are better than three legs of an older man. Vaile, woe is lechada, to one, the azav lo asya, that it goes but doesn't come back. In other words, unfortunately, the legs often don't work. Mahi, what exactly does it mean? Amar of chizda yankusa. Not only do the legs sometimes not work, but this refers to youth, that the youth goes and doesn't return back. Kesser of Dimi Amar, Yankusa, Klila Devarda. Youth is like the peak of a rose. Savusa, age, Klila Dechilfa, is like the peak of a bitter fruit. Tanamishmed Remer, Dok Bechoche, eat a lot with your teeth. Vitishkach Binigrain, you should be found doing a lot of walking to strengthen yourself. Shenemar v'nis belechem v'niyu tova v'ra lo re'inu. V'niyu tova v'ra lo re'inu. We put a period over here, and now we have a new Gemara. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shin, the sharp one. Shrei Shekech, open up your mouth. Va'ayo Lachmach, and put bread inside. Ad Arben Shnin Michli Ma'ali. For the first 40 years, eating is good. Mikan Ve'elech Mishti Ma'ali. Later on, drinking is better. Amalei Hu Goyza. There was a... That means a sterile person. It refers to someone who's often even a reference to cut off, goza, castrated. Amalei Hu Goza the Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. There was the sterile Saduki, the Mefarshim explained, who spoke to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now, he spoke to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha in a very insulting way. He said to him, Mehacha l'karchino kamahavi. From here to baldness, how far is it? He was making reference to the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was bald. Amarle, so Rabbi Yeshua responded to him, Kimehacha l'gozanya, the same distance between here and sterility. So he shot back at this sris. It's interesting to note that Tosas earlier on Daf Kuf Nun Amid Aleph in Dibar Masla Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, just turn back to Dapim, raises the possibility that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was actually the son of Rabbi Akiva. It seems to be the Shita of Rashi in Shavuos Daf Vav Amid Aleph, and the word Kerach is actually itself bald. So that would be a genetic feature that Rabbi Yeshua, who is the son of Rabbi Akiva, according to this opinion, was bald. However, Tosas himself rejects that Shita, and Tosas learns that Rabbi Yeshua's father's name was actually Karcha. Interestingly, over here, this is how the Tzeduki is putting him down. Amalei Tzeduki, Barcha Karcha, a goat that is bald is Baharba, is bought with 4 dinar, with a very small pittance. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua shot back at him, Ikra Shlifa Besamya, a sheep that's sterile, is bought with 8 dinarim. In other words, he's also cheap, not very valuable. Chazya Delosayim Misani. The Tzedukim we saw that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha did not put his shoes together, tie his sandals together. So Amalei said to him, Da'al Sus, those who ride the horse, melech, are like a king. Adala chamar, those who ride, sus is actually a horse, and a chamar is a donkey, ben chorin, they're free people. Udiminali biragle, and someone who at least has shoes on his feet, bar inish, is at least a human being. Deloha veloha, but if you don't even have decent shoes, the chafir ukavir tavmine, someone who's buried, who's dead, is better than him. Rabbi Yeshua responded, Amar lei, goyza goyza, sterile, sterile one, tlas, amartali, tlas shamas. 3 things you said to me, 3 things I've heard. Hadras panim, a beautiful face, zakin simcha slave, isha, v'nachas Hashem, banim, all these things are beautiful things. Baruch HaMakom Shemenacha Mikulam. You don't have any of them because of your sterility. You don't have children, you don't have a wife, you don't have Simchas Halev, you don't have a Hadras Panim with a beard, presumably without the being castrated, he wasn't able to grow a beard. Amalei, the Tzeduki said, Karcha Metsuya. You are the bald one. Amalei, Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. Rabbi Yeshua responded, and you are the sterile one. It's hard to know what was the repetition of the statements that we already had before. The Gemara continues to describe how old age could slow a person down. Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Pnei Malo Hikbalnu Panecha. Beregel. Why is it that I didn't go visit you on Yom Tov? Kederech shehakbil avosai lavosecha. Rebbe parents used to go to Reb Shimon ben Chalafta. Amalo, Reb Shimon responded to Rebbe. Again, this might not have been clear, might have mixed up the pronouns. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta's parents used to usually visit Rebbe, and Rebbe asked Reb Shimon, why didn't he come? He said, Sloim, Nasu Givon, even the small rocks have become like mountains for me. Hakrovim, even places that are close to me, Nasu Rechokim, became distant, it's hard for me to walk. Mishtaim Nasu Shlosh, from two legs, I now need three. Once upon a time, I got by in two. In other words, I need a cane. Umasim Shalom Bebayis Botel. As well as the thing that makes peace in my house, the ability to have Tashmish in my wife, has become Batel. In other words, indicating that he's reached old age. The Gemara continues to analyze the Pasuk in Koheles that describes this old age. Vesugru Dulasayim Bashuk. And the doors in the market are going to be closed. Elu Nukaviv Shel Adam. These are the orifices of a person. In other words, it'll be hard to open them. The pasuk continues, Vishval Kol Hatachala. Because, why will it be hard to open them? Because of the weakness of the sounds of the grinders. Bishvil HaKorkavon, because the intestines won't be working. She'ena Tochen, because they won't grind. And the pasuk says, V'yakum l'kol hatzipar, Shafilu tzipar, even a bird, minarto, in his, will wake him up, mishnaso, from his sleep, he will no longer sweep well. V'yishachu kol benos hashir, and even the songs, domos olav kishucha, will be like him, like it to him, like the sound of conversation, and he will no longer appreciate music. The Gemara continues describing Barzilai Hagil Adi in his old age. Barzilai Hagil Adi was someone who had helped David when he was younger, when he was in Machanaim. So in Shmuel Beis Yutes, Barzilai Hagil Adi is describing to David HaMelech that he can no longer serve as an advisor and go with him into Yerushalayim because of his old age. I don't know the difference between good and bad. Mikan says the Gemara, Shadaitin Shel Zakenim Mishtanos, that the wisdom and the das of elderly people change. And the pasuk continues, that I'm not able to taste what I eat or drink. The lips become split. I don't know if it means literally split or they lose their ability to taste. And Barzilai added, that I no longer have the ear to be able to hear songs. Exactly what we described above. Rav says that he was lying. Because there was a shifcha in the house of Rebbe, that she was 92 years old, and she would be able to taste the pot to see whether it tastes good. Rav Amar Bezilai Gadi Shaduf Bezima, he was drawn after Znus, Hava, V'chashat of Bezima, Zikna Kofetzes Alav. And whoever has a life of Znus, then elderly age rushes to them. I believe that the meaning of this Gemara really jumps out with the continuation of our Gemara. And what the Gemara is describing over here is someone who is entirely involved in enjoying the physical parts of life, then old age is going to jump on top of them. But what about those people who that is not their focus? Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi Omer. Talmidei Chachamim. When it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, they're almost the opposite. The Gemara, I think, is setting up a contrast. Kol zman shemaskinim, as they get older, Chachma nisosefes behem. For them, the Chachma becomes added to them, the becomes greater. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Iyov describes, be yeshishim, yeshishim are elderly people, chachma, they have chachma, va'orech yomim tevuna, and great understanding as days go on, va'amei aretz. However, in contrast to Amei Aretz, Kosman Shemzaknim, Tipshus Natos Vasaren, they become more silly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk again Eo says, Meser Safa Lenemonim, Vitam Zakenim Yikach. Turn your speech to the trustworthy ones and take the advice of elderly people. Those elderly people are the Talmide Chachamim. So here exactly the Gemara is emphasizing the contrast between those who were involved in enjoying the goof, then old age will jump upon them, and then the Gemara adds, those who are the opposite, who their entire lives are focused on chachma, then they become wiser in their old age. I emphasize a lot to the Talmidim that if a person, and just basically fleshing out this Gemara, if a person wants to age beautifully, then there's no way like someone who involves himself in Torah. Torah gets sweeter and sweeter as life goes on. It's in contrast to all the tanuge olam hazeh, they eventually lose their taste, as the pasuk in Kohelet describes, yamim asher ein lahem chefetz. And our Gemara is just bringing out a beautiful phenomenon that everyone sees when they simply go through a nursing home and see the people who are happy. Those who have the daf yomi, those who have their kfius itim l'torah, those who are writing books, those are the people that are savoring even life, even after their body is not as working as well as it used to. Now the Gemara goes back to the Psukim in Koheles. Kami gavoya yirau, even the tall things they'll be afraid of. So again in the older age. So here it means, as we had described before from Shim ben Chalafta, that these tall things are not even really tall. They just seem intimidating to an elderly person. Shafilu gavshushes, even a small mound of earth. Ktana domal of kahare harim, appears like a large mountain. Sachtiim baderech, and that refers to Bishasha Mahalich Baderech Naslo Tvoim. There are many obstacles along the way for an elderly person to fall. Oy, the Yonoitz Hashokad, and the almond tree, Klibosas, that's a type of tree that jumps out by an elderly person and scrapes against his flesh. The Yistabel Hechogov, this refers to the backside, that the backside will become heavy, the suffer of Aviyona, and in the end, the Aviyona, his desire for marital relations, will dwindle. Avkana Pasik Sidra, Avkana used to read this psukim in Koheles, Kamei Rav in front of Rav, Kimata Lahaikra, we were mechavin to Rav Kahana, to Rav, Nogid v'itnach, he would sigh. Amar shma mina, shabatul echem de Rav. And Rav Kahana said, it must be that the desires of Rav from Olam Hazeh have begun to cease, and that's why he is sighing. Gemara continues the darshan of Psukim in Tehillim in this regard. Amar Rav Kahana, my desiv kiu amar vayehi, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it was. Here Chazal understand that has to do with a particular part of creation. What's that? Zu Isha. Rashi explains that this refers to the desire for a man for a woman. It seems not to make sense. The powerful instincts for a man to have relations with a woman, that's Hu Amar Vayehi. Why? Hu Tziva Vayamod Elu Banim. As the pasuk says, Hu Amar Vayehi, Hu Tziva Vayamod, he commanded that stood up in order that there should be children. Tana the Brisa says, Ha'isha Chemes Molotsoa. A woman is really a sack full of excrement. Upia Maledam, and her mouth is full of, here means the opening is full of dam from the dam nida. V'akol ratzin achareha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet nevertheless made the world that men run after them. Ki holech adam el beis olamo. The pasuk in Koheles says a man eventually will go to his world. That what does it mean? A whole world, a beis olamo, the house of his world. So a tzaddik in the end is going to get a castle according to his honor. A king and his servants went to a city. Each way, all went into one gate. Nichnasin kishein lanin kol echad ve'echad nosin lo medor lefi kvoda. When they go inside, each one gets their own palace. Vamer b'yitzak ma'itichsiv, what is the pasuk in Koheles describing youth? Ki ayaldus v'ashachrus hevel, youth is a waste. Dvarim av shadam also b'yalduso mashchirim panav. Why is it described as shacharus? Shacharus is also is understood as shachar, but also shachar as dark. Mashchirim panav, what he does in youth will later on affect him when he's older. Leizik naso, it will affect him when he becomes older. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, kasharim alameis. Rabbi Yitzchak reminds us that a worm, the worms that eat the body, are felt by the dead, whatever that means exactly. This Gemara is repeated in Brachos on Yud Ches Amud Beis and earlier in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. A very powerful expression is the eating of the insect is like a needle inside a live body. Here we have a fascinating expression from Chizdu, who says that a person's nefesh mourns him for 7 days. As it's like the neshama is mourning its loss of body. As the pasuk says, Shenemar v'nafsho olav te'evol, the nefesh in Koheles mourns itself. And it says, "Ksiv by Yosef, vayasla aviv avil shivasim." They made for his father avil for 7 days, sounding like that his that Yaakov Avinu himself was mourning his own loss. Because this is a long daf of Agadata, we will stop for daf kufnum beis. I'm stopping before shachris at this point, and beizar Hashem later on we will post the entire daf. Here we stop, Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. We pick up one line from the bottom of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. I'm learning the daf now in the Lishkas HaNazir, overlooking the Kotel. You might hear there's an Atzeres Tefillah in the background. Amar of Yehuda says the Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Meis She'en Lo Menachemim, if there is a Niftar that doesn't have someone to stew nichum avelim for him. This is a fascinating expression in the Gemara, that the mace doesn't have menachemim. The Marsha is quoted as picking up on this and saying that from here we see that the neshama is also in some form of avelus, which actually makes sense in the previous expression of the Gemara, nafsho shel adam misabelas alav. And that when people come to be menachem, the niftar, they are also being menachem, the krovim, excuse me, they're also being menachem, the niftar as well. I'm reviewing the meishen lo menachem ochen asara b'nei adam yochmin mekomo. They sit in the place of the niftar for 7 days. They don't have to sit there the whole time, but others could sit there in a place, but then there is nechama as well for the nifter. Period. Someone died in the name of Rav Yehuda, lo elo menachmim, and there wasn't any relatives that were halachically required to sit shiva. Kol yoma have dovar Rav Yehuda be'asara, for every day Rav Yehuda would speak with 10 people, beduchte, in the place of the niftar, he would speak with them. After 7 days, is Chazal b'chalmei to Rav Yehuda. There is a dream that came to Rav Yehuda. V'amalei tanuach daitcha sheinachta atati. You cause your mind to rest because you caused my mind to rest as well. Amar Rabbi Avo, kol she'omrim b'fnei hameis yodea ad she'yisasem hagoylo. That anything that's said in front of a nifter, he's aware of until the grave is covered. The Gemara then says, this is a fascinating line from Rabbi Avo, I underlined in the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is a disagreement with Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, Barebi. So Rabbi Avo says that a mace is aware of that which is spoken around him until he's buried. While Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chad Amar Ad Sheyisasem HaGoyel, V'Chad Amar Ad Sheyisakel HaBosar. There is a Manda Amar that says even further, until the body has decayed. Manda Amar Ad Sheyisakel until his flesh is on him, then he's still in a state of mourning, and that means that he hears everything that is said. He returns to the ground the way he was, and originally as ground, and that happens the moment he's buried. Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, in Koheles, the Pasuk describes that the Ruach, the Neshama, is going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had given it in the first place. And Chazal explained, T'nala kemosh nasan lecha b'tahara. Return it to him the way he gave it to you, the Neshama, with purity. Afata b'tahara. You also give it back, bitar. Mashal melech basar adam, shechalik bigdei malchus la'avodav. He gave the garments of the kingdom to his servants. Shebehen, kipulam v'inichu b'kufsa. The pichim shebehen, the smart ones amongst them, folded and put in a box. Tipshin shebehen, holchu v'asu ben melacha. And the fools did their work in it. Liyamin b'kish ha-melech es-hakelo. Later on, the king asked for it to be returned. So pichin sheben chzir lo kishem meguatzim, they returned to them nicely laundered. Tivshim sheben chzir lo kishem luchlochem. Sama chamelech lekras pichin, the melech was happy with the wise people. The kos lekras tivshim, angry at the fools. Al pichin amr yunasnu kli laotzer, veheim yalchu levatein l'shalom. Return the garments to my treasure house. Veheim yalchu levatein l'shalom. They'll return to their houses happy. Val tivshim amr. Kli yunasnu lekoves, send it, the clothing to the launderer. Vehen yischapshu beis asurim, and the tipshim themselves will be sent to prison for not treating the king's vestments appropriately. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu gufan shel tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says about the gufan tzadikim. Oimer yava yishalom yinuchu amishkevotzim anishmasan. The pasuk Yishayahu says that they come in peace and let them rest on their bed. Vanishmasanu Omer on his neshama, he says, Vahisa nefesh Adoni tzura b'tzor ha'chaim. Pasuk in Shmuel describes, this is what Avigail, the wife of Novel, who did not house and treat David well, said about David. This is what Avigail, the wife, bent, blessed David when her husband did not treat him well. Tzura b'tzor ha'chaim. Agufa Rishayim Omer. However, when it comes to the bodies of Rishon, they don't get any of the brachos that we mentioned above. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'Rishayim. Hashem says there's no peace for Rishon. V'anishmasen u'omer pasuk in Shmuel. V'es ha'nefesh o'ivecha yikle'enu b'soch kaf hakela. The opposite of what Abigail said about David, she said about David's enemies, that they should be smitten. Tani Rebbe Lazarayim, v'anishmasen shal tzadikim gnuzas tachas kisei hakavod, famous expression found in our Gemara, Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis, first wide line. The Neshama of Tzadikim are found and buried under the Kisei HaKavod, Shenema V'Hoysa Nefesh Adoni Tzura B'Tzura Chayim. That's bound up in the binding of life. Rashi explains to be bound up to life is to be bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. V'Shel Rishamim Zomamos V'Holchos. When it comes to Rishamim, so then they are trapped in the prison, Rashi learns. Umalach echad omer b'sof olam, malach echad omer b'sof olam, umakli in nishmasan zeze. And there are angels that side at two sides, stands at two sides of the world, and join the nefesh of Risham together. Shneimar again, this pasuk that Avigal said, "Ves nefesh oivecha yiklanu besoch kaf hakela." Amale Rabba le Rav Nachman. Rabba asked Rav Nachman, "Shalbeinim, the neshamas of people are between my. What's going to be with them?" Amale, Rav Nachman responded him, "Ika shechivna. If I would die, lo amalecha hay milsa." I wouldn't be able to tell you an answer to your question because of the following. Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught, Elu ve'elu l'duma nimsarim. The neshamas of the Beinanim are given over to a mouth called Duma. Yesh lehem menoach, there are some that are able to rest. Halalu ein lehem menoach. And there are some that are not able to rest. Amar of Mari, Asim tzadikim dehavu afra. In the future, the tzadikim are going to decompose and turn to dirt. That for everyone, they will return back to the earth. Gemara continues, Hani kufuloi, dahavi kafli, ba'ara de Rav Nachman. There were diggers who were digging in the land of Rav Nachman. Nachabuhu, Rav Achar bar Yoshia. Rav Achoi bar Yoshia was buried there. Nachabuhu, Rav Achoi bar Yoshia. Rav Achoi bar Yoshia protested. Asu va'amilei Rav Nachman. It's unclear how he protested, but that's what happened. Asu va'amilei Rav Nachman. The workers then came and reported Nachar ben Gavra that there was an individual that protested va'amilei, and they said to him, "Maniu Mar, who are you?" Amalei, he responded, "Ana achoy bar Yoshi. I am achoy bar Yoshi." Amalei v'lav amar amari. Asidi tzaddik dehave afre. Didn't we learn that tzaddik ultimately is also going to return to dust? Dust. Amalei umani mari delo yidanale. I don't know Mari, Rav Mari, who proclaimed such a thing. I know that I could feel that you're disturbing me, says Rav Achai bar Yoshi. Amalei, so they further asked him, "Okay, you don't know Rav Mari, you're not bound to him, but isn't it possible?" V'akriv k'siv v'yoshev ofer el arz kishohaya. Amalei, Rav Achai bar Yoshi responded, "Dakrayach Koheles lo ikrayach Mishle. You read Koheles, but you didn't read Mishle." D'chsiv the pasuk says, "Urekav atzamos kina," that in the rotting of bones is jealousy. Now Chazal understand this pasuk. Simple meaning seems to say that jealousy causes the bones to rot. Chazal understood it. Shekol mi sheyesh lo kina belibo atzamos markivim, that whoever has jealousy in his heart, so then in such a case his bones rot. Kol she'ein lo kina belibo ein atzamos of markivim, his bones do not rot. So I did not rot, says Rav Achoy bar Yoshia, because I didn't have kina. However, kol she'ein lo v'gishashe, excuse me, Reb Nachman searched with his hand, v'chazid ispe mashasha, he saw that there was something left in the kever of Rav Achoy bar Yoshia. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, Lekumar legave devese. Rav Nachman said to him, get up and go to your house. Why are you laying there? Amalei, Rav Achoy said, Golis adaitich tafil neviim lo karis. You don't know the answer to that question. It seems that you don't read neviim. Now the afilu over here probably is to emphasize that neviim was expected to be known even better than ksuvim. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, "V'datem ki ani Hashem b'fischei es kvoraseichem uvaloisi eschem mikivraseichem ami." That's a pasuk in Yecheskel Lamed Zayin, that the mesim don't have a right to go out until Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes them out of the kever. However, Rav Nachman asked them a strong kasha from Parshas Bereishis by the klala of Adam. Amalei Rav Nachman, V'aksiv, the pasuk says, ki offer atov al offer tashuv, that you came from dirt and you will return to dirt. Amalei, ahusha achas kodem tchias hameisim. That's a moment before Tchias HaMeisim, everybody will return to dirt. The Gemara goes back to the rule that it had said before, that the Neshamasan Shel Tzadikim are Gnuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Omer Le'ehu Tziduki L'Rabbi Yavoah. Amirasan Neshamasan Shel Tzadikim Gnuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. You say that the Neshamasan Tzadikim are buried and connected to the Kisei HaKavod. Ove Tamya. But the Balas Ov of those people who play with the bones, Heichi Aski L'Shmuel B'Negida. How was she, particularly when Shaul had gone to the sorcerer, how was she able to call up Shmuel? Wasn't he Tachas Kisei HaKavod? Amalei, he said, Hasan B'Toch Shnei Masach Chodesh Havin. That was within 12 months of Shmuel's death. V'Sanya Kol Yud Bei Chodesh Guf Kayim V'Nishmaso Ola V'Yoredes. That first 12 months, the Guf is still around, and the Neshama is in between the two worlds. Neshama is going up and down. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh HaGuf Batol, the Guf entirely disintegrates. V'nishmasa oyla v'shuv en yoredes. The Neshama goes up, and it no longer comes down. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Agadita from Daf Kuf Nun Beis. This is the first time that we've had Agadita from the first line in the Daf till the last line in the Daf. Nevertheless, in Torah is always connected, and there are halachos that we could learn from even the Agadita, and we now turn to the halacha from the daily Daf. Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Beis is a halacha that is painful, and that is the halachos of someone who passed away without Avelim, without people to mourn for them. Our Daf on Kuf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara described Rev Yehuda, who says, Meis she'ein lo menachemim, a mace that doesn't have comforters. According to Rashi, it means that there are no relatives to mourn for him. In the Daf, we mentioned the Pshat of the Maharsha, which we will get to shortly as well. The Gemara says, Holchin yud b'nei adam v'yoshim imikomo, ahu, deshachiv, to they go to the place, according to most mefarshim, that means, as Rashi learns, the place where the nifter is, and they sit there for the extent of the Shivas Yimei Avelus, according to Rashi, and there are 10 people there, like the minyan that exists in a base Avel, where there are people to be menachem. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. However, there are differing applications to it. The Mechaber writes Simin Shinayin Vav Siv Gimel Meishen Lo Avel Nesnachim Boi Masar B'nei Adam K'sherim V'yoshim M'komo. The Mefarshim say that here it seems it's not where the Avel is, but rather, as the Maharil says it, that it's where the Nifter was, where the place that he lived, in other words, his house, not necessarily where he was buried. So the Mechaber says that you're supposed to bring 10 people there, V'yoshim M'komo Kol Shivas Yimei Avelus, and they sit in his place during the 7 days of Avelus, U'mishara miskab tzim aleim, and people then come to and gather around them. V'mloa yesham asar kvum b'chol yom, miskab tzim asar misharam v'yoshim M'komo. And if you can't get people to literally sit Shiva throughout that time, nevertheless, they get people to come to daven and to be in the place of the nifter. Here there are two ways to understand the halacha. One is Rashi's perspective, and that is that it seems from Rashi that Klal Yisrael is supposed to gather together to mourn the loss of every single person in Klal Yisrael, and that lechatchila there should be 10 people that are sitting Shiva for that individual. Marsha points out that the lashon of the Gemara earlier was that nafsho shel adam is abelas alav, that the nifter himself is in mourning about separating the neshama from the guf. It's a tumultuous time. In fact, at the end of our daf, on the last lines of on Amud Beis, the Gemara says that for the first 12 months, the neshama is separated from the guf, but the guf is still around, and the neshama is ola v'yoredes. And particularly during the first few days of Shiva, so then in such a case, there the neshama seems to be even more present, to the point that the Gemara, of course, said that before burial, the nifter hears everything that is said. So according to the Maharsha, those people are coming actually to create the situation of nechama for the niftar himself. Now, do we do this today? Well, the Rama writes, V'lo re'isi nagin kein. The Rama says that for some reason, I never saw anyone do this minhag. So Ashkenazim don't have this custom entirely. However, a beautiful point in the Yalkut Yosef from Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita, Im Niftar Adam, in Simin Yud Dalet, Siv Chav Dalet, is the closest that I saw any Kitzer Svarim discuss this tragic phenomenon, and this happens, unfortunately, sometimes. Im niftar adam shu ariri, if someone dies without children, mitzvah rabbi l'shtadol osaya b'kforaso, v'laroch avaro azkara. One should help bury him, and to create azkara, a memorial for him. V'nachon shiaskiru avreich shiomer kadesh li'ilu nishmaso b'meshech hashana shu chesed shel emes, and it's appropriate to hire someone to say kadesh. Similarly, if the children are not doing that, then it's a responsibility of others. If one has a sensitivity that Ptira is this phenomenon where the neshama is separating from the guf, and that there is a time that the neshama hovers around the guf, the Maharsha says that the neshama itself is entitled to a particular kavod and a particular askara. My mother, may she be well, for the last 4 or 5 years, was taking care of an aging cousin whose entire family, literally everyone, his brothers, his sisters, his parents, almost everyone was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. And that is a classic case of when, even if there aren't relatives to be menachem the neshama, it's a responsibility, direct relatives, it's a responsibility of Klal Yisrael. And it's a responsibility that for the neshama, as we see from our Gemara, that the neshama feels those who are visiting it and those who are being menachim it, particularly according to the explanation of the Maharsha. Let me conclude this Dvar Halacha with telling you a fascinating story that is similar to the one, I guess it says a lot about my parents, may they be well, and where they come from. When my grandfather was elderly, there was a couple, Mr. and Mrs. Chekhov, in Vancouver, Canada, who approached my grandfather that they unfortunately did not have any children. And they told my grandfather that wherever he's buried, because he knows that his children will go to visit him in Eretz Yisrael, that they are mevakesh, since they have no one, that they be buried close to him. In Har Menuchos, my grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Eisenstein, who was a shochet in Vancouver, is buried close to Mr. and Mrs. Chekhov, who were fantastic Balei Chasadim, by Kodesh Baruch, who never granted them children. And the tzavo has been passed down from generation to generation, and that whenever an Eisenstein goes to visit the Zayda, they also try, Bli Neder, to go and visit Mr. and Mrs. Chekhov. This is a hemshich of this Gemara. Meis she'en lo menachmin holchen yud b'nei adam v'yoshpim mekomo. The Klal Yisrael is one big mishpacha. The irony of this story is that my grandmother, may her neshama have menucha, when she passed away, she was always hurt that my grandfather had gone to Eretz Yisrael. I asked for a kfur in Eretz Yisrael, and she asked that she be buried close to the family in North America, in Canada. The irony of ironies, and for those who are ma'aminim, it's not such an irony, is that my grandmother, who desired to be close to the family in Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately, there aren't many people that visit her kever, even though she remains very close in our hearts, her Mesiris Nefesh, to raise a family in a very, very difficult time in a different place, is what kept the Doros to be Mamshich. Yet at the same time, there are more people that visit Mr. and Mrs. Chekhov as per the desire of Chazal, that we should never allow Ein Lo Menachmim, that we should always make sure that Klal Yisrael has a nechama for one to each other. This concludes these cryptic halachos of the tragedy of Meis She'ein Lo Ariri.